Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Day two of our Christmas sweets recipes brings us to gingerbread. And I promise you, my gingerbread is really, really good. So if you want to make gingerbread cookies, a gingerbread house, this is the way to go. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to put in my bowl is 3.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1.5 teaspoons each of ground ginger, ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of sugar, and we're going to do 1/2 cup of shortening as well. Now, what I like to do is go ahead and mix this all together. And I like to just use my hands. I just put on some gloves and use my hands, and it works really, really well. What I'm going to do in a separate bowl is I'm going to add in 1 egg. I'm also going to add in with that 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of baking soda and 1.5 teaspoons of warm water. And I'm also going to get 2 cups of molasses. And I really want to bring the heat up on my molasses because I want the molasses to be warm when we mix this all in here. So once this is all mixed together, I'm going to go ahead and put it in my oven at 350 degrees. Now, there's a couple things we can do. The very first thing is this. Before even putting it in the oven, and I skipped a step there, sometimes I do that, we have to let this rest for about 12 hours in the fridge. Now, you may think when you're making this that it's ready to go, but I promise you it's not. The longer it rests, the better it's really going to be. And good gingerbread takes some time, but I promise you that gives you enough time to do other recipes or do something else. So you're going to have time most definitely to do this. You won't have to worry about it. But the most important thing is to make sure we do the recipe right. Once it has sitted for 12 hours, then you go ahead and knead it out a little bit. You can cut out gingerbread molds, Christmas trees, whatever you're doing with your family. And if you want to make this really fun, you can always just make the sheets of gingerbread that you're going to use for your gingerbread house. And I promise this is something you're never, ever going to forget. Now, remember, for this and many more of my untamed recipes, go ahead and follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And give me a like on my Facebook. We do a lot of Facebook live videos right now, and they're absolutely incredible. But remember, the most important thing is have fun when you're doing this untamed style of cooking, and it's just gingerbread. So we can always do so many different things, and we just want to remember having fun, being with the family. That's the most important thing we can ever do. And go ahead and you're going to cook this at approximately 350. And I'd say for about 12 to 16 minutes, but everybody's oven is different. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.